Good morning. We have been talking about zahiras, awareness, watchfulness, being safe, being protected, and every day the Rebbeim have spoken about different aspects of it, learning how to think, learning the value of our actions. There is something else we need to think about when you're talking about zahiras. Zahiras means to be safe, to protect yourself, to be watchful. Watchful from what? What's the consequence if I'm not watchful? What will happen? I'm not careful about mitzvahs. I'm not careful about my midos. What's the worst that's going to happen? Chas v'shalom, a person has to know there are all different levels of the consequences of what could happen if a person is not zayir, is not careful. The pasuk in the Torah says that Hashem puts us on a path bein toiv, between good, between bad, bein chayim and moves, between life and death. I remember I once heard a shir, a very famous shir from Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was the Rashiva in Tells, Cleveland. And Rav Gifter said that people have this idea that, you know what, I can be very, very different than whatever the Torah says. You know, I want to be diverse. Diversity is a big thing nowadays, and we're looking for diversity in orthodoxy. That's what he was speaking about. He said, I don't know any diversity in orthodoxy. He said, I know a pasuk. It says either you stay on the path or you've fallen off and a person is going lemavis. He's going to someplace very, very not great. The consequences are of a person not being careful in tayin mitzvahs. The consequences are a person whose life is not fulfilling. A person whose life is not full of joy. Tragically, the marriages and the family relationships that have fallen apart. When a person does not live a life that's full of Torah, full of simcha, full of joy, and is not aware, he's not zohar, he's not filling his life with zahiras, he should know that the consequences are very clearly observable. He should look in the mirror of the world that we live in right now. Look in the United States. It's a world that just lets you do whatever you want to do. And tragically, we all see what happens. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zohar to a world that's full of zahiras and self-satisfaction.